Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Mills. I'm up for this show today. Things are going to get better. It's not been the best day so far. I was in a cafe earlier having an omelette and the man who served me was like, "Oh, I saw your show with David Hasselhoff on the TV. I really liked it." I was like, "Oh, thanks very much. I'll have an omelette, please." Then sat down and then the omelette comes out and I mistake the sugar thing for the salt thing and put a lot of sugar all over my omelette. But because he's recognised me off of the teller, rather than go through the thing of going, "Actually, I've put sugar on this," I just ate the whole omelette with sugar on. I couldn't face the embarrassment of just leaving it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I just want to put this out there. I don't know whether anyone else does this. Do you go through the same routine every time you have a drink? Now, this is one of my friends that does this. It's not me, by the way. Loads of people are now texting going, "Oh, yeah, a friend, is it?" Well, it is a friend of mine. And he does the same thing every time he has a few glasses of whatever, okay? So he has a drink at home, and then he's straight onto the internet. Do you do this? After you've had a few jars, go online and look up Susan Boyle. Sometimes it's the Britain's Got Talent first audition, which you can watch over and over and over again after a few glasses until he sobs. It's because he finds it so heartwarming, apparently. And you know what it's like when you have a few drinks. Now, there's a new one, because she was on Oprah, I think, last week, and she does a performance, and he was telling me about it earlier. He watched this one over and over and over again on Friday night.
Bullied relentlessly, made fun of, and was taunted. And now she has really conquered the world. She says her phenomenal success is the answer to all of those bullies.
Bullies.
Who can forget her jaw-dropping audition on Britain's Got Talent?
He properly sobs.
It was a defining moment when a 47-year-old woman from a small Scottish village captured the world's imagination.
Here is the triumphant Susan Boyle with "Don't Dream, It's Over."
So yeah, he must have watched this like 50 times on the weekend. Anyone else do this, or is it just him? And then the next morning, wakes up, the self-loathing and the slight hangover kicks in, and he deletes his history. Deletes all traces of Susan Boyle from his internet searching. There's a battle ahead. Kind of a girl thing to do, to watch things that you know will make you cry. Things that you watch on purpose to make yourself really miserable. Who does that? And does anyone else do the Susan Boyle thing? He just wanted me to ask you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Gareth.
Who?
Gareth.
Hi, Gareth, what's going on?
I was just ringing up about your mate watching the Susan Boyle, but it's Paul Potts all the way for me in his first audition.
Paul Potts?
Yeah, definitely. He's got everything. Susan Boyle hasn't got a patch on him.
Right, so do you have a few beers and then get onto YouTube and watch Paul Potts' first audition?
Well, yeah, it's better when you've had a few beers, but you don't have to have them.
Do you watch any of his later stuff or just the first couple?
Oh, no, just the first audition. It gets old after that.
Right. So, there's 71 million views that it's had on YouTube. Is that, how many of them would you say are you?
I'd say a good 50%.
Yeah.
How often have you sat at home doing that on a Friday or Saturday night?
It's a bit embarrassing.
35 million times.
Yeah.
I like it that it's mostly blokes on as well. Dave's been on from Exeter going, "Tell you what I like to do on a Friday night after the pub, just YouTube the bit where Stacey Solomon gets through to the live shows." It gets him every time.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Paul's been on. Here's one. Is he has a few drinks and then YouTube's Nigella making Christmas cake and it gets him every time. I have no idea why. Craig!
Hello!
Hello, what's your one?
My one is After I've been out for a few drinks, I'll come home and watch Marissa from The OC when she dies in Ryan's arms. But depending on how much I've had to drink, it either makes me a little bit sad or really cheers me up, because I did find her a little bit annoying in The OC.
Right. I need to point out, you don't have to be having a few drinks to enjoy these clips. I just feel that sometimes it's often the case that people only watch them when they've had a few drinks.
Exactly.
So, how many times does it make you cry, and how many times does it make you actually go, ha, she's dead?
Probably 7 times it makes me cry, 3 times it makes me go, ha, she's dead, but it depends what mood I'm in.
So. Is this a plot spoiler, Becky? Should people have watched the OC ending of her by now, do you think? When was that?
You haven't, though, have you?
I know, I haven't, so thanks for spoiling that for me.
That was, like, 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, a long time ago.
What, Marissa's dead? What are you talking about?
She's gone all Australian.
Oh, here she is. I don't know why.
She died before she could even explain why.
I know! Okay, I love you. Give me a high five, please. Yes!
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Nicki Minaj and Right Through Me on BBC Radio 1. Another Nicki has been on, but spelt different, in Banger, saying, I'm actually in love with the Minaj. Thanks for keeping me occupied while I do my assignments. Why are you singing Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj?
Oh, God. Because when she walks on stage at her gigs, she does that. That's her, like, her walk-on music.
Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
There she is, it's Nicki Minaj! All right, I didn't know that.
See?
Amazing. Now, yesterday, the Radio 1 DJs answered all your questions online as part of Access All Areas. We all got to sit in a little diary room bit where you could fire away any questions that you wanted to ask us. So we're going to play Who Said That? You'll get a quote read to you from one of the Radio 1 DJs from yesterday's web chat. You just guess who said it. And today
won't
it's...
Won't be able to tell by their voice.
No, because it's going to be read out by Ian, who's normally the voice of the tweets, but today is voice of the Who Said That on the web chat yesterday. Right, so here we go. Who said this? Ready for your first one?
Yeah.
One Scott Mills point for every one that you get right, listeners.
Well, I'm going to take this seriously now.
This applies to you, listeners, as well. There's a lot at stake here. Let's go. Who said this on the web chats yesterday? Which DJ?
I don't want to blow my own trumpet, right? But I'm pretty nifty in the kitchen.
Who would have said that?
No, more to the point, who would have said, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, and then done the trumpet noise? So I'm going to...
Someone mad.
Greg, I think, would do...
Actually, Greg would do that.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
I don't want to blow my own trumpet, right? But I'm pretty nifty in the kitchen.
It's Dev. He always does trumpet noises.
I don't want to blow my own trumpet, right?
It's Dev.
Of course.
Give yourself a Scott Mills point if you got that one right. It's Dev off of Early's. What are the chances of that? Next one. Who said this?
What's my favourite Christmas song? Are you having a laugh? Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's got to be played on the 1st of December. It's the start of Christmas. It's got to be done.
Not true. It was played yesterday on the 1st of November, which, as we all know, is the start to Christmas.
Well, this is the thing. I was going to say it's you, but then that threw me.
Yeah.
Who else likes that?
Which DJ said that?
Edith. She is obsessed.
Let's find out. Oh. Let's find out.
What's my favourite Christmas song? Are you having a laugh? Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas
It was Edith Bowman. Congratulations. One Scott Mills point for you. Who said this?
I would be a toaster. There we are. I don't know why. I just think they're quite cool.
I would be a toaster.
Why? What on earth was the question to that? I'm going to say... Daniel P. Carter.
Off of Radio 1's Rock Show.
Yeah.
I would be... A toaster.
Why are you saying that?
Because they asked me what favourite appliance I would be.
Okay, good.
Kitchen appliance, and I said toaster, because I've got a good one and I like it. Who said this?
Madonna. I was a bit starstruck by her, but then I kind of made her laugh a couple of times, so then I felt quite good. And then we got on, and now we're like bezzies and that.
I want to. I think I know who that is.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I'm not going to say because.
Why? You
you're
can have
guessing.
A quick go. I'm going to say think, Fern.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Sarah Cox. Let's find out.
Madonna, I was a bit starstruck by, but then I kind of made her laugh a couple of times, so then I felt quite good and like we got on. Now we're like bezzies and that.
Don't think Madonna and Sarah Cox are bezzies. I get my own Scott Mills point now. Next.
Sorry, I'm just noticing how shiny I am in the cameras. Have we got any makeup? Any makeup, ladies? Pat me down a little bit. It's just too shiny.
Diva!
Vernon? No, Annie Mac. Vernon or Annie?
Which one are you going for?
Vernon.
So I was just noticing how shiny I am in the cameras. Have we got any makeup? Any makeup, ladies? Pat me down a little bit. It's too shiny.
Oh, I say. It's Dev off early.
I didn't realise he was such a diva.
Neither did I until now. He has changed.
God, I feel sorry for Prod P now, having to...
A couple of years on that early show, they all change. Mm. Or they don't turn up, one of the two. But which one was I? Next.
My dream date would be a cross between Eva Mendes and Rosaria Dawson, wearing a dress made of caramel. Good times.
I think that's Fern Cotton.
I think the way they said good times... Greg James? No, I don't know. Reggie?
My dream date would be a cross between Eva Mendes and Rosario Dawson wearing a dress made of caramel. Good times.
There's Reggie Yates there, everybody. Does the chart show on the weekend.
I think he's still single.
I love a strong cheddar, but I also like this cheese you can get in France called tartare. I think the equivalent you can get in the UK is boursin, which is really nice. It's like in a little capsule.
Bless you. Voice of the tweets, play again.
I love a strong cheddar, but I also like this cheese you can get in France called tartare. I think the equivalent you can get in the UK is boursin, which is really nice. It's like in a little capsule.
I love people that pronounce things in with a foreign accent to make them sound posh.
Boursin?
Isn't it boursin? Boursin? I don't know. Boursin?
Who said it?
I think it's got to be Sarah if she's talking about food.
I love a strong cheddar.
Oh.
But I also like... I like those... There's this cheese you can get in France called a tartare. Is like, I think the equivalent you get in the UK is boursin, which is really nice. It's like in a little capsule.
See, so exotic he is.
Look at him with his capsule cheese.
I don't know nothing about
I'm
cheese.
I'm all about those big sausage ones. They're gorgeous. I sometimes do whole ones of them. You know, the smoked sausage cheeses?
I'm not so keen. Anyway, you found out so much about our DJs yesterday on this web chat. You can have a look at all the videos online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I've got a couple more. Who said this?
I love bacon. Yes, I do. It's great.
Who loves bacon from all the Radio 1 DJs?
Oh, it's not Fern because she's veggie. I'm going to say... Oh, I don't know. Edith?
I love bacon. Yes, I do. It's great.
Was me.
Do you know what? Your chat seems the best out of all of them. You, so far you said you want to be a toaster and you like bacon.
Well, the question was, do you like bacon? So it's kind of...
You don't blame the question, Scott.
You're limited, really, as to what your answer can be.
I almost said, well, I did say a slang word for breasts by accident, when actually I was supposed to say top tips for 2010.
Who said that?
Fern.
I almost said... Well, I did say
Greg James.
A slang word for breasts by accident when actually it was supposed to say top tips for 2010.
That's Greg James there. Who said this?
Vernon Kay is gorgeous. Vernon Kay is what all of us mere mortals aspire to be like, you know? He's more of a god than a man, I think.
You.
As if.
Why, what's wrong with Vernon?
I don't think Vernon is a god. I've known him far too long.
I think, actually, no, do you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going to say that Vernon said that.
Vernon Kay is gorgeous. Oh. Vernon Kay is what all of us mere mortals aspire to be like.
That's Dev there again, from Early's.
You got loads more of those.
Future host of Family Fortunes. Yeah, are you bored?
I've forgotten how many points I've got.
Oh. Ooh, some crumpets. Can they come with butter, though? Because I don't want my second item to be butter.
Sarah.
Oh, some crumpets.
Yeah, of course.
Crumpets. Listen to her do. I want to hear her go, oh, again.
Oh, some crumpets.
Who said this?
My bras. I get them from different shops, and that's about it. I've got a favourite bra, though. I've got a lucky bra.
That's Fern.
Who's got a lucky bra?
I think that's Fern.
My bras, I get them from differing shops, and that's about it, really. I've got a favourite bra, though. I've got, like, a lucky bra.
Hmm. When do you think she wears her lucky bra?
Interviewing, like, a top guest or something?
Bet she wore it when she was meeting Bon Jovi yesterday. And finally...
Next, I want to get my belly done, but my tattoo artist said it would take 26 hours.
Who wants to get a tattoo on their belly?
Fern.
Next, I want to get my belly done, but my tattoo artist said it would take 26 hours.
That's Dev there, who demands makeup and has a tattoo artist. Wow. And that was Who Said That? You can check out all of these amazing insights into the Radio 1 DJs online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 now.
I'm not being funny, but how big is his stomach if it's going to take 26 hours to tattoo?
He looks quite slim, doesn't he, when you meet
Deceptive.
Him?
Deceptive. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. So, I'm going to an award ceremony tonight, which I'm quite excited about.
Really? Now, I had thought something was going on, because although you're in your usual check shirt and jeans combo...
I'm not wearing the check shirt tonight.
You are wearing the sparkliest shoes I have ever seen. And when you came into work earlier, I was like, oh, something's going down.
Yeah, they're my party shoes.
Are they really your party shoes?
Yeah.
They're so glitzy.
Thank you.
They're just like sparkly
they're
shoes.
They're not sparkly.
They are. Shine them up. See no, that sparkle? One that doesn't sparkly. Speak. Are they sparkly?
No, you're confusing sparkly with shiny. They're shiny.
They're patent.
They're quite nice, aren't they?
Yeah. What I like about men's shoes, men's smart shoes, is they make their feet look massive.
Yeah. So it's the Cosmopolitan Women of the Year Awards tonight. And I... I nearly told you who I was presenting the award to.
Why are you going to the Women of the Year Awards? You're presenting an award?
I've never presented an award before. Oh, no, I presented JLS with an award earlier this year for something. But this is more exciting. This is a proper do. Everyone's there. I'm on a table with Kelly Brook.
Wow.
And Jimmy Mystery.
Amazing.
And...
Is he still in
and
Strictly
Reggie
or not? I can't remember.
What?
Is Jimmy still in Strictly or not?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe probably not, as if he's got time to go to the awards ceremony.
No. Maybe I should Google that before, just so I don't go, oh, are you still in Strictly?
Should I be really excited? No, I know I haven't been invited tonight, but you know when you go to award ceremonies and the person giving the award is someone that you know? So I'm just wondering whether... It's not me, is it?
It's not... Oh, no. It's not.
What category is it that you're giving out?
I can't say.
Well, you can say the category.
Okay, then, I don't know. Now tell me
Show
when I get
me
there.
Show me on your phone who's won it.
What could go wrong?
Have you got all the winners on your phone or just your one?
My one.
Give that a sec. See if I know them.
Second celebrity on that list there.
Who's the first celebrity on the list?
The person who I'm presenting the award with. So there's two of us presenting the award.
Oh, the man then isn't getting the Woman of the Year award.
No.
All right, can
Ollie
I say
Mers
the man?
Is not getting the...
No.
So it's me and Ollie on stage.
Oh.
And then we're presenting it to that. Don't say that.
Can I give a clue?
No!
I was
absolutely
say least,
not.
I was going to say, I had a really
no,
good clue
no,
as
don't
well.
Stop talking.
Oh, please.
Stop talking.
I had a really
right,
good clue.
Shut up and you're off. No one can hear you now. It's 5:13. I'm looking forward to it tonight anyway. No, no one can hear you. There's no point in talking. Podcast. And now a chance to earn some more Scott Mills points as we head over to Stupid Street. Yay. You know Danny Minogue?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love her?
I absolutely love her.
Is she your favourite X Factor judge?
Totally.
You know, why?
She's just so amazing. She's just like beautiful and like...
Not Cheryl, no,
yeah,
it's Danny.
Stylish. No, her hair's gone a bit scraggly.
Who?
Cheryl's.
Has it?
Yeah. Keep up. That was in Heat like 2 weeks ago,
oh,
straggly
sorry.
Hair.
So 2 weeks ago. But can you remember any of Danny Minogue's songs?
Yes.
Go on then.
I actually had a Danny Minogue album, not the new stuff, but the old stuff when I was little. I think the one I had Love and Kisses on it, and Jump to the Beat, and This Is It.
Wow, knowledge.
Yeah. She looked really good in the videos.
She looks better now, I think.
Yeah. Well, slightly different, I'd say.
She does look
but
different.
But she doesn't look any older.
No, no, she just looks different.
Yeah.
I think my favourite one is the This Is It video. That is a good one. Anyway, what about the people of Stupid Street? Can they name Danny's hits, do you think?
Oh, I forgot about All I Want to Do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I want to do, I want to do.
It's touch you.
Touch you. That's what I want to do, is touch you.
She is my favourite. Mm.
So, do you think Stupid Street will know the repertoire of Danny Minogue?
No.
How many Danny Minogue hits do you think people will know on Stupid Street?
Put the needle on it. One.
You're saying one?
Yeah.
Scott Mills' points are up for grabs on this.
Maybe All I Want to Do. Two.
You're saying two songs they'll know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out how many they know. Smooth Talking Dan's been back on the street.
Have you heard of Danny Minogue?
Yes, I have.
Who is she?
Yeah, she's a singer.
Do you know any of her songs?
No, sorry.
You know Danny Minogue?
I do.
Do you actually know any of her songs, though?
No. I really like her, though, but I don't know none of her songs.
No, I don't know any Danny Minogue songs.
You know Danny Minogue?
Yes.
Do you know any of her songs?
Yes. She did Tiger Feet. I know that, or was that Kylie?
Tiger Feet.
Tiger Feet, you know.
Is Kylie or Danny this one? I can't remember myself. Kylie.
Do you know Danny Minogue?
I do know Danny Minogue, yeah.
Do you know any of her songs?
Danny Minogue. My name's Danny Minogue. Yeah?
Do you not remember that one?
No.
Everyone knows this one.
My name's Danny Minogue.
Was that not on your album?
Danny Minogue.
Oh, this is more modern, isn't it?
Yeah?
Do you know Danny Minogue?
Yeah, I can't remember any of her songs, though.
She went about a DJ deck, didn't she? A DJ deck, when she's spinning on the deck.
Okay, do you know how it goes?
No.
Hang on.
Spinning my head one. Is that... No, that's Kylie Minogue, isn't it?
There was one where in the video she was all, like, silver and, like, dancing around. Something about DJs, maybe?
Okay. Do you know what it's called?
No. No, not that one.
Do you know Danny Minogue?
Yeah.
You like her?
Exactly. No.
You don't like her?
No.
Do you know any of her songs that she does?
No.
Or used to do?
No. Kylie Minogue's the singer, not her.
Have you been watching The X Factor at all?
Yes.
Do you like Danny Minogue?
Yeah, most of the time.
Do you know any of her songs that she used to do?
Yes, that This Is It one.
Yes!
Yeah! That This Is It.
One.
This time I know it's the real thing. She was on the beach in a little crop top, which is polka dotted.
Really?
That was before she had plastic surgery.
Let's not forget, though.
My name's Danny Minogue. Danny Minogue. Danny Minogue. Yeah?
Huh?
That's
spinning my head one. Is that... No, that's Kylie Minogue, isn't it?
I think she means spinning around by Kylie, that one, yeah. In my head, spinning my head. Spinning my head, that one. And
she went about a DJ deck, didn't she? A DJ deck, when she's spinning on a deck.
Okay, do you know how it goes?
No.
No?
Do they mean put the needle on it?
Maybe.
I have a point for that.
I got the ones that she actually did. Number 7 this was, Put the Needle on It. And then... Can't seem to find this one on the list of hits.
Is it called Another Part of Me, maybe? Everything I Wanted? Or should I just
it's
read
called
out
Everything
some more...
I Wanted, yeah, but it's not... It didn't actually chart. Oh, yeah, this is number 10, sorry, not number 93, in July 1993. My mistake. And then...
Oh, I forgot this one.
Number 2. That was a good one, that. All I wanna do, I wanna do. Number 4.
believe this got to number five. Did it?
Not on my list.
It is number five in June 2003.
Never heard of it. Number 11, this one, Perfection. Those were the hits of Danny Minogue. Anybody?
You haven't got Show You The Way To Go, which got to number 30 in 92.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wonder how they put that amazing news beat show together? And when you hear it, I bet you think, God, that, she's so slick, that Tulip. But it just sounds really good. I wonder how she does it all by herself. Well, she doesn't. she's got loads of people helping her. In a minute, you'll be able to see it at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you log on at 5:45 tonight, you'll be able to see how they actually do Newsbeat. It's part of our Access All Areas week. And I'm going to be going up there to provide some kind of commentary. Just to, you know, if you're not up on the technical terms. Of news and what they do with the equipment and that, I'll be there to decipher it for you.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah. Might not be true, but I'll say it with confidence, like I know what I'm talking about. So make sure you go online, 5:45 tonight, and you'll be able to see Newsbeat as well as hearing it on Radio 1. These are the people that tell us the news every day. And if you look at the video at the moment, you can see technology reporter Dan Whitworth on the Radio 1 website. This is one of a couple of videos about Newsbeat that you can see at the moment. And I'll just play you a little clip from the Dan video now. Here he is.
It's almost 8:10. We've got the morning meeting coming up. I've got a few technology stories up my sleeve. So now we're going to talk about them and hopefully some of them will get the go-ahead for the programme.
Do they always have banging tunes like that in the newsroom all the time?
Or is the meeting held in a club?
I don't know. Turn it down. I'm trying to do the news. Anyway, so that's Dan Whitworth, our technology reporter. He is feeling the pressure. Listen how serious he is.
Right, OK, so the script has been signed off. It's 10:30. Pressure's really on now. So we've got 12 o'clock and 12:45 to take care of for Radio 1 and one extra. So time to go and speak to some people.
He's got a job to do. There's no hanging around in Newsbeat. He's off. He's hunting the news.
Just got to Google HQ. Time to record some links for the piece. It's 11:10, so obviously the pressure's really on. So we've got to get this file back by 11:45 for one extra news and obviously a separate Newsbeat piece for 12:30.
So that's Dan. He's just arrived at Google HQ. He's the technology reporter. It's a race against time. But now, the Newsbeat operation swings into action.
Just turned the laptop on, and it's got configuring update, stage 1 of 3.
Oh, no. This is Radio 1's technology reporter. And it doesn't actually sound like he knows what that means, now that he's got an error coming up.
Just turned the laptop on, and it's got configuring update, stage 1 of 3.
Oh, rubbish. Just when you have to file a report back, then that happens, eh?
This laptop doesn't seem to be working. Having a nightmare. On the phone now to the office to see if they can help.
You're the technology reporter and you're at Google HQ and you're on the phone to the office seeing if they can help.
This laptop doesn't seem to be working. Having a nightmare. On the phone now to the office to see if they can help.
Oh, I hope they can help, Dan.
Okay, absolute nightmare. Laptop isn't working. It's now 11:18. I'm supposed to be filing for one extra news in 12 minutes. That's not going to happen.
Right, so he gives up. And that's it. And that website video is there now at BBC.
He never realised he'd become the story, did he?
No, bbc.co.uk/radio1. I love this insight into the news. Now, I imagine you're wondering, this is another video you can watch. I bet you're thinking to yourself, what's it like waking up in Seema Kotecha's bed?
What?
In New York. She's the American correspondent. Well, this is what it's like. Now, what Seema does is plays the Sex and the City theme tune behind her at all times, like, just on the stereo, because she's in New York. I mean, she's not from New York, so just to get herself in the mood, she's like, oh, I'll put some Sex and the City on.
Just in case they don't believe I'm actually here.
This is another video you can watch. So she just sits there, basically, watching Sex and the City in New York until someone rings her
and says... I love that. That's the best job in the world.
And says, hey, Seema, there's a news story. and this is the bit where that happened. Someone's calling her to tell her some news is happening.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Seema, it's Jack here. I'm editing the programme in London.
Hi, Jack.
I just wanted to talk about the story I need to do on Obama.
Now, did they happen to just be filming Seema there when she got that phone call first thing in the morning to tell her about the news? Or has that been slightly set up for entertainment purposes, like The Hills or The Only Way is Essex?
You never know. She might have camera in her bed. I didn't mean it like that. I meant it might have been there. I don't know whether.
She's on the phone to her boss. And here's the next bit. So what is happening there, please?
Well, she's just on the phone to her boss, and then I think basically she doesn't want to do the job. She's agreeing with him on the phone. It sounds a bit weird, but she's agreeing with him on the phone and then crawls back under the duvet.
It's early.
Yes.
Right, okay,
I get it.
Anyway, if you want to see that video, it's online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Podcast.
Not sure whether this is on the live webcast at the moment, but I think they might put it on. Becky's just straightening my hair. She does it every day at this time. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can carry on, it's fine. That was Two Door Cinema Club and I Can Talk.
How straight do you want it?
Quite straight. Ow! 6:20. She doesn't normally do it this time. It's just that I'm going to the Cosmopolitan Awards and everyone will go, yeah, but your hair's really straight already. No, it's not. It's got a massive wave in it.
It's because I do this every day.
Now, Simon's been on saying, hi, Scott. Do you remember a while back you were talking about things you never noticed, but then when you notice them, it's all you can think about? Yes, I do. Like the breathing in songs, you know, the Pixie Lott song and the Tiny Temper song. Well, Simon's got a new one for us. He says, I noticed this on an episode of EastEnders. Pretty much every time the Vanessa character starts to talk, she makes an odd noise with her lips like this. It's like a camel chewing. I heard it once, then every time she spoke after that, it's all I could think about. It's true. You may not have noticed this before, but next time you see Vanessa, which one's she?
The one that's going out with Max.
Careful on the front, because that hurts that bit. So look out for Vanessa. You will not stop noticing this now. This is all you will hear when you see Vanessa in EastEnders.
I always underestimate you, don't I?
All right, so there's the first one.
I think it was your dad.
Awful lip smacking.
Yeah, I know. It's probably Jay after all.
Every time she speaks.
I know I've been selfish. I feel like I can breathe again for the first time in years. Do you know what? It's just huffing and puffing. It's not the first time he's humiliated me.
No, that's the wrong one.
That isn't one. Basically, I think what happened is he might have looked away from the TV at that point, thought she was doing a massive one, but actually that was the previous scene of Kat and Alfie having a pash.
Gross.
And then she started speaking.
It's not the first time he's humiliated me.
It does sound similar to
it
her
does,
noise.
It doesn't it? Because that isn't edited. That's how quickly it came into her speaking.
Next time you see Vanessa, listen to how she smacks her lips.
It's probably Jay after all.
Every time. You won't be able to now.
It sounds like she's opening a can, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
It does.
You expected to do a massive burp at the end.
Yeah. I think it was your dad. I always underestimate you, don't I?
Oh, God. Thanks, Simon, for pointing that out. We won't ever be able to watch her again now without thinking of that. Cheers for that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.